All right, here we go. I think now would be a good time to turn the tide, to flip the record. We are, in fact, 8 songs in to this little experiment. And at this point, I think this is the segue right here. We're looking at a 16-year-old, 16 songs. At this point in my life, I am deeply, completely, wholeheartedly, 100% immersed into rock and roll music. The warning signs are all there. The dangers, the rebellion, the protesting, everything that's rock and roll, man. I'm in it. I am fully immersed in the Rolling Stones, in the Beatles, in Neil Young. Oh man, I should have to do one on Harvest. But Led Zeppelin absolutely leading the way at the pinnacle. My first and favorite, band of all time at this point. Boston's first album, Journey. Everything out of the 70s, man. I'm 100% committed. That's all I've been listening to for 3 years straight, maybe more. But ages 14, 15, and 16. Oh, yeah, Tom Petty, of course. I am just 100% in. And there's no turning back. And at this point, I'm not listening to any Christian music. I wasn't into it. Nothing grabbed me, much to my mom's dismay and discouragement. She tried. Mama tried. As Merle Haggard said, Mama tried. But her heeding, I denied. It was, I'm only to blame because Mama tried. So she was trying to get me into Christian music. It wasn't working. I thought it was cliche. I thought it was crappy. I thought it was derivative. I thought it was generic. I couldn't stand it. I thought it was too produced. I thought it was too phony. I thought it was plastic. I thought it was soulless. It didn't rock enough. It just was not good. And all I was listening to, all I knew about was modern Christian music from the 80s and 90s, Who knew there was anything beyond that, past that, older, from my favorite era, the 60s and the 70s? Well, my friends, this is where the saga and the story takes a turning point and gets so exciting. This is as good as it gets. This is the most important, exciting moment in my young teenage life. When I find, for the very first time, Christian music that does not suck, Christian music that's good, and in the most unlikely sources, the most unlikely places, and here's the story. I cannot wait to tell this to you. So my good buddies at Temple Baptist Church, we decided to go to the Alive Music Festival in Canal Fulton, Ohio, in June of 1995. I'm 16 years old. I'm fully committed to rock and roll music. It is my all. It is everything that I love. It defines me. And so I'm walking around this festival. I knew there was a band called DC Talk. I'd heard Free at Last. I'd heard Audio Adrenaline. Yeah, they're all right. Not too bad. I can kind of dig it. But I like old music, particularly. I'm worshiping at the altar of Led Zeppelin here. Okay? So here's what happens. I find this tent as we're looking through the merch tents, looking at shirts and all this Christian swag. And I see this tent called Rad Rockers. I'm like, that's cool. I can dig that. Nice little name there. And I'm flipping through cassettes and CDs all by myself, just off on a little detour by myself while my buddies are out listening to some music, going to a show, whatever, catching a side stage. I'm checking out the Rad Rockers tent. And I'm flipping through, and something miraculous happens to me. I stumble upon 2 back-to-back cassettes sitting next to each other. I pull them out. I look at them. The title, the artist, the band is The Resurrection Band. Now, here's what happened. I looked at these 2 albums, and I knew instantly, these are from the 70s. I could just tell by the album artwork. Holy cow, this is not modern. This is not current. This is from the 70s. So I was intrigued. And I looked at the date, 1978 and 1979. And these 2 albums right here are called Awaiting Your Reply. Turns out to be the first album by Rez Band. And the second one is Rainbow's End. Turns out to be the second album by Rez Band. 2 absolutely amazing, fantastically awesome album cover artwork. Just flat out phenomenal. And I was smitten. I said, what is this? this must be good music based upon how awesome these album covers look. And it's from the 70s. And I can tell this is rock and roll music. So I went up to the dude and I said, hey man, the guy manning the tent, who the heck is Resurrection Band? Perhaps the dumbest question he ever received that weekend. He looked at me and he said, dude, man, you don't know who Res Band is? And I'm like, no, never heard of them in my life. He goes, man, they're like one of the greatest Christian hard rock bands of all time, if not the greatest. I said, really? He goes, yeah, if you like Led Zeppelin or Aerosmith, you'll dig these guys. Now, at that very moment, nothing else had to be said. Do you know what happened next? Yes, I took out my money, as they say. Here, take my money. I poured out my wallet, and I said, I'm buying these two cassette tapes right now. No questions asked, on the spot, I'm sold. This, my friends, was the beginning of a beautiful and long journey of me turning the tide, turning course, and discovering for the very first time the best Christian music. And it started with Res Band, and it would not end with Res Band. This only started my journey. And then from there, I went backwards. I went backwards to find more and more of this treasure trove. Turns out there is a lot more there. But I have to give it to Res Band for changing my life. That's right. Not only blowing my mind, changing my life. My life was altered and changed. I came home. I couldn't wait, first off, to put these things on. I had to wait 3 or 4 more days till I got back home. But I went up to my room upstairs. I opened those cassettes. I flipped them in the cassette player. I clicked it shut. I pressed play. And beautiful music flooded my ears. When the first song on Awaiting Your Reply is a guy shuffling down the street, flipping through to a local DJ, and he's looking through the stacks of records, and he goes, Resurrection Band, how'd this get in the stacks? Oh well, here's hoping. And he blasts the first song on there called Waves. And to this day, oh man, it was the greatest experience ever. This was like their answer to this was like Led Zeppelin Black Dog, only the Christian version. But it wasn't the Christian version because it rocked as much, or if not more, than Led Zeppelin. See, here's the difference. Res Band wasn't like Led Zeppelin. It wasn't like, if you like Led Zeppelin, you'll like Res Band. It was as good as this. Like, the best way I can put it is, it actually truly rocked. It was as good, as original, as authentic, as real, and as raw as Led Zeppelin. That's what's so crazy. It wasn't like this mimicky, cheap knockoff. It wasn't like a carbon copy facsimile of this. No, it was like the real deal. It was real music, and it really, truly rocked, but it was like straightforward, evangelistic, gospel, creative, artful, artistic. You know, like, it was just, I didn't know something existed. I didn't know it existed. So, yeah, Res Band single-handedly changed my life, got me in. I can honestly tell you, it got me into Christian music. From that day on, I was a believer. And I found this next little dude by the name of Phil Kagi. Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, my goodness. Wait, who's this? Who's this? Keith Green. Oh, you mean Steve Green? No, not Steve Green. Keith Green. He was a decade before. Oh, my goodness. This dude named Randy Stonehill. Oh, my goodness. Love Song. Oh, my gracious. What is all this stuff? What happened? So it was the beginning of a search that I went on to find old Christian records, and Res Band being at the very top. We won't even get into the 80s alternative stuff, like the greatest Christian music ever made, such as the 77s and Daniel Amos and Terry Taylor and the Lost Dogs and Mark Hurd and Daryl Mansfield. You know, and Steve Taylor and Michael Knott. I mean, it's an endless now. It's endless. I just wasn't looking in the right places. I just didn't know it existed. I wasn't exposed to it. I didn't know that there was such great Christian music that rivaled and was better than its secular mainstream counterparts. But it all started with Res Band. So years later, after my life has been changed, truly touched by the mighty Res Band, as I like to call them, I see Glenn Kaiser in concert, who was the lead singer, guitarist, singer, songwriter, founder of Res Band, and also, I might add, the Cornerstone Festival. I walk up to him. I felt, after I'd seen him probably three or four times, I actually needed to tell him how much he meant to me and his music meant to me. So I go to the back of the church auditorium. He's sitting back there in a back-like lobby, sitting down on a chair. And me and Colleen were there at the end of the concert. And I thought to myself, I know that this dude has heard it a million times before, how much this music has touched and changed someone's life, but I have to tell him because it's the truth. It's just the honest truth, and he needs to know the truth. He needs to hear it from me. So I walk up to him, and I said, Glenn, I got to tell you something, man. And I told him the story, how I found his music at Red Rockers, the one I just told you. And I said, your music changed my life. And he sat there the whole time. He gave me about 5 minutes. He didn't interrupt. He just sat there with his eyes closed, kind of smiled, head nodded. It's like a story he'd heard a million times of how much God used him in that beautiful music to touch and change lives and to reach people. That certain artists, no offense to them, not knocking them, you know, Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, they weren't going to reach. However, a Res Band and a Steve Taylor and a Mark Hurd, we're going to reach someone completely different, someone like me. And so I told Glenn the story of how much his music touched me. And it was cool. I was so glad I got to share it with him. It meant the world to me. So the Mighty Resurrection Band, Awaiting Your Reply and Rainbow's End, the two greatest Christian hard rock albums of all time. That's right. I make the claim. Of all time. Mean the world to me. It changed my life.